It's my anniversary, and I brought a good friend of mine. Grab a drink and join us next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Bold Breakdown. Yes, that's the Bold Breakdown, the Bold Beautiful After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, James Lott Jr., and I'm so glad you're joining me this evening. We're the last soap of the soap block here on AfterBuzz TV, and I'm so glad you guys are joining. I see you guys in the chat room, my co-hosts. I mean, you guys are in there. Hi, you guys. I love you, too. Yes, it's my 2-year anniversary at AfterBuzz, and I want to thank everyone at AfterBuzz for being so kind to me and giving me a new career that I didn't even realize I wanted. But I'm so happy to be here. Now, I'll never leave. That's right. I love it. I brought a guest, you guys. You guys already had, you know, talked about her throughout the show, and I said she's coming on, and she's so gracious to spend her Sunday evening with me, Miss Patrika Darbo.
Well, happy anniversary, and you know I love and adore you.
I know. I love you, too, so much. Mutual Admiration Society, completely.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so now, folks, as you guys know, she plays the new Shirley Spectra on Bold and the Beautiful. The Spectra fan, the Spectra clan is back. I believe it's because of the 30th anniversary, of course. The Spectras were a big part of the show at some point. I said off camera, I found out you were on through social media. They were like, "What did you, your girl's on, she's on." I'm like, "What are you talking, what are you talking about?" How'd you get the call to be on Bold and the Beautiful?
My agent called and said, "How do you feel about going there?" And I was thrilled. Of course, I've browbeat poor Brad over the years saying, yeah, you know, Sally needs a sister. You know, Sally needs a sister.
Good, you're asking a good question. And, okay, good.
And remind me to show you a picture of Darlene and I together.
Oh, good. Okay.
That I think you'll love. I adore Darlene Conley. And we used to joke all the time, "I'm coming as your sister." Brad,
it's inspired casting.
It was, you know what, and I'm so grateful to Brad that he finally relinquished or gave up my stalking of him. Yes. But he was generous enough to ask me to come and do this, and it was my pleasure, and was thrilling, and what a great bunch of people I'm working with.
So. Yes, Courtney Hope is good. It's just funny. I mean, when I saw you, I was like, "This is inspired casting. Like, why didn't we think of this before? Like, you should have been playing her sister years ago." Like, we just never. When I saw it, was like, it makes complete. Like, some casting just makes complete sense, and this one does.
You know what? The saddest part is I'm grateful that I got to know Darlene at the time. The sad part is that she's not with us at this point, though Sally is still with us.
Yes, she is. Yes,
and she is. That kind of makes your heart feel good, and I'm so grateful for that. Sometimes it's just not the right time, and suddenly then, it's the right time.
Hey, you know how that is, girl.
It's not what you know, it's who you know sometimes, but it's also being in the right place at the right time, and no one should ever have to tell you to be nice to people. That should be something you just do.
Nice should be the norm.
It should. It should be the norm. And because remember, you're going to meet them here, and then when you come back around here, they're going to be waiting on you.
Very true.
And you don't want to be waiting with a gun.
Yes, that's very true. It's like as you go up and as you go down, you will see some of the same people.
There you go.
You know, he'll be offering checks to you so you can eat food. You never know. Right? Oh, my God. Okay, so, folks, the last time I saw her, she was nominated for a Primetime Emmy, and you won.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Yes, thrilling. Thrilling.
So, I always ask everybody who wins the Emmy, it's just, when they say your name, like, what goes through your brain at that time? When they say Patrika Darbo?
When they say Patrika Darbo, there's that moment of, holy you know what.
Yes.
And then you look sort of to your husband who's going, holy you know what. And you're both kind of going, they did say my name, right?
Right, right.
And then you're going, please, God, don't let me fall going up those steps. Yeah, don't let me fall going up the steps. And then behind you, you have your publicist who is your dear friend who's, he's gone. He's like left this planet. The producer of Acting Dead, Brian Beacock, he's left. He's left the building. His mother is just beside herself. Aww. And right behind us was also, help me. RuPaul.
Oh, my God.
RuPaul was right. He was like, you go, girl. And like this. And as still as I'm trying to get out of there, I'm just going, oh, my God, there's no railing over there to hold on to. Oh, oh, oh. And as I'm going up the steps, I'm going, oh, Ryan, help the lady. And he comes over. It was just that surreal moment of incredibleness.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm just so grateful, and I'm so blessed, and I am so happy to the fans and my peers who voted for me. It just was that surreal moment that's that's still going on. It's just been, I had a fabulous 2016. I'm coming into 2017, and I'm just thrilled.
That's the thing about you that I really appreciate about you, is that you really, first of all, you get it. You get the business. But also, you're genuinely happy to be here. Like, you're happy to be in, just like, I got a job, I got a gig this, in 2017 I got a gig, and I'm coming into it, it's good, and life is good.
You know, it's what you work for all the time, and so when it's suddenly given to you, and again, I say given very loosely, because you work very hard for it. Mm-hmm. If anybody's expecting it to drop in your hands, it's not going to happen.
Nope.
And if it does drop in your hands, it can be fleeting. So again, be nice to those people going around there, because guess what on the other side? I've been around a long time. It's not the first time. I know it won't be the last time, and I'm enjoying this ride. I'm grateful for this ride, and the people that I work with are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, the fact that I've harassed Brad Belt forever, and that he was still speaking to me and kind to me is amazing. And if he needs a babysitter, if he needs me to drive him someplace, I will definitely do it. I'm very grateful.
I love it. Okay, so you guys, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk more with her, of course, throughout the show. I'm going to do a quick recap of certain days, and they were on this week, so we're going to talk about that whole thing this week, of course, that happened. That was hilarious. And I'm going to show some clips you guys like to show, so get ready. I have some clips I'm showing of you and stuff. But first, Monday and Tuesday, Brooke and Quinn and Ridge are talking, figure out what's going on. She's kind of suspicious a little bit. Rick and Bill are talking, and he's still talking about it. He's not giving up on Brooke. So that's basically that. Then we had Thomas and the new Sally Spectra talking. I like them together. Go, bucko.
There you go.
There you go. Courtney Hope. So what is it like to work with her?
What a darling. I mean, I didn't know her before this. Yeah. I mean, just the first day we had chemistry, which I think is good, and I'm umming a little too much. I think she's got so much of Darlene down to, she really is paying homage to that.
I agree.
And, which I think is wonderful. And yet at the same time, she's an individual, a wonderful actress who's creating her own Sally Spectra. Mm-hmm. So she's embracing, I hope that they'll appreciate it. The old fans who remember her great grandmother at this point, or her great aunt, because I'm her grandmother.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that she's coming in as the new, so she's capturing that new audience that's there, and the writing is wonderful. I mean, Brad planned it out wonderful, and his casting is terrific.
It was such a shock to everybody.
Because we were secret. That was what was so wonderful. It's so hard in this business to
keep a secret. Now it's a secret, I know.
And so, I had to finish doing some things that I had booked on Days.
Yeah, she was on Days. When I heard she was on Bold Beautiful, I'm like, I just saw her 2 days ago on Days.
Days is taped 6 months in advance.
Yeah,
so I had just finished airing in December, and they had a couple more shows planned for me, which... I went in there to finish up, and I wasn't allowed to say goodbye to anyone because it was such a secret. And then I went right from there right into Bold and the Beautiful, and it's thrilling. And I won't air in Days until June, so it's a strange business.
What a blessing, though. It's like, there are some actors like Wally Kurth who does two shows. He does General Hospital and Days. Like, you're, because you do two different characters on two different shows. That's amazing.
It's thrilling.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But I'm here to stay for a while, kids.
She ain't going nowhere, folks.
I'm going nowhere. I'm having a great time. I'm very appreciative, and I can't wait to hear from everybody. So keep me on my toes, please.
Yes, she was one of that. Now, the thing I like is because what you said about her, Courtney Hope, I agree with. I feel like she's embodying the spirit of the original Sally, but making it her own, his own twist. Because obviously it's now 2017, and there's a whole different thing going on there.
Well, if you wanted to recreate Sally, then you would have me as Shirley recreating her.
Yeah.
That's not what this is about. This is a whole new generation. I did raise her. Sally is my sister, so there's that same.
Yes.
We were raised by the same people. We grew up together, so there's that same thing going on. So there's hints, and it's all in there, and it's a growing process. It's a growing process for us because we are new characters, but we're coming into that fold.
So. Yes, so that's a good point because you guys, the new Saul Feinberg, who's the grandson, is on, great guy, great actor, now Darlita, but I like that. Like, you guys really are playing new characters, but you are harkening back to previous characters.
And hopefully bringing that that bit of joy, that bit of comedic thing, that, you know, that whole kind of two steps down from the Foresters.
Yeah, just, yeah.
But at the same time, a great bunch of people. So
yeah. I'm excited because I think, you know, we need to see somebody be the opposite of the Foresters. We haven't had that in a while. And we need some comedy sometimes. I mean, the show can be so serious, and I'm like, why not have some comedy moments? And we know you can do drama, too, so I know they'll probably infuse some drama in there, but I'm like, I like seeing comedy in there and some little whimsy.
As an actor, it's wonderful to be able to play both sides of that coin, and I only see it happening, more so going up. It's and there's a little bit of the pathos you see when I'm not sure where we've aired yet, but so I can't really talk about certain things, but there is that little bit of this and I have to say the scene with Sally, where Sally is on the beach with her Mai Tai, but is so the actress doing that. It just Brad's allowing that to go and to pay homage to her and to the fans that their Sally is still there, and she's sort of wherever we are on that. That triangle of whatever, Sally sits at the top of it, and what she tells us to do is what we will do.
And I gotta say, Mick Kane, who plays CJ, looks great because he used to be on the show a long time ago, and we were, I think, with the us fans, we were all talking online like he looks like he hasn't aged a bit. It's amazing.
What a nice I didn't know him. I didn't watch the show all the time, so I didn't really have who, what, where, when is this person? So. He's amazing, and it's like as an actor, and sometimes you forget you're on, and you'll suddenly find yourself going, "Oh, it's my word! I'm so sorry. I just sort of got lost into everything he was saying and how he was doing it."
Yeah.
So I can't wait to do more with him and really do stuff. So, and he lives in Burbank, so I've driven him home a couple times, we've like bonded there. Okay. So that's been the nicest thing I think is everyone in under the Bell name, everybody from the person that's taking the trash out or the person bringing the coffee in the morning and the hair and the makeup and the wardrobe, everybody's just been so, so nice. And the hardest thing is trying to remember everybody's name and the cast name. And in the first week or so, Courtney and Alex and, Danub and myself, we were all using character names because we were too afraid we were going to be lost by suddenly say the wrong name at the wrong time. So that was...
That's so funny. So basically, Bill tries to kiss Brooke, of course, because he's not giving up on her. Thomas is all upset, which I have a feeling what's going to happen with Thomas. I can't say, of course. I just have a feeling.
I want to talk about Bill.
Yeah.
That Bill.
The dollar bill?
Bill. Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill. He is something else. And then, of course, they're set up the whole thing with now they're going to have a double wedding possibly in Australia. So that'll be coming up soon. And, of course, Sally Spector tries to do her reveal with that old 80s logo, which I love that 80s logo so much. And that was kind of funny. And it goes awry and things. I only have one reporter. It's kind of funny. I think it's kind of funny. They did that. We'll be having soon. Now, my first little thing that we do here on the show sometimes, I have it called the Bold Other Soap Role. And this is a scene that I kind of like from a while back. I want to say a while back. From Days of Our Lives. Take a look at that camera there. Go ahead and show that scene, please. And I'll...
Oh, my baby.
Kevin Spiritus.
That's when you would have. How could you, Nancy? How could you?
She was 19 years old, and you were 19 years old, and you couldn't take care of yourself.
Oh, so what? You decided that you had to make the decision for her?
Somebody had to.
I can't believe
it! Stop! Craig, this is between you and me. Not you and my father. I need to be alone with my husband. Please, Daddy. You're calling, please leave. I'm going away. I don't know why you're so upset me telling Craig the truth, but please, sweetheart, know that I did it for all the right reasons. Oh, God. Chloe, one day when you're a mother, you'll understand.
She's a mother now. How funny.
Like I ever want to be a mother.
So I want to show that because, again, it shows your versatility. But you and I have talked about this on our other interviews we've done here at AfterBuzz. It's just so great to see someone who looks like you in major storylines that are soap storylines. I don't think it's even done since. I think you're like the only... I mean, I don't know if it's been even done since. That is amazing to me when I look at that. That was drama. That was soapy. That was... I mean, it's completely... I mean, seriously, completely... It was like... I know people who look like her, and I know people like her. Well, I know you, but I know people who look like you, and it can be it's being reflected on the screen.
Of course, you're talking about my red hair.
Yes, of course.
That's the thing.
Right, yeah, the big red hair you had back then. But you know what I mean? I was picking these clips. I'm like, it's actually really amazing about the storylines they gave you on that show that were just regular soapy storylines.
I always joke about the fact that most of my soap actress friends, and even those that aren't my friends, but I do know, they're all a size 2.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a size 2 hoot, too, but I have the 0 after the 2 and not in front of the 2. Yeah. And I think that I represent a lot of the fans that watch, and
yes.
I am ever so grateful to Ken Corday and Fran Bascom, who is the casting director. May she rest in peace.
Yes, yes.
And the producer, the head writer at that time, for giving me the opportunity. When I first started, it was not for a long-term contract. It was like for a couple weeks, recurring,
yeah.
Both Kevin and I. And when we first aired, and God bless each and every one of you, the fans said, O-M-G.
We liked it.
We love this pairing. Mm-hmm. We love this couple. And that show aired at 1 o'clock in Los Angeles. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we both had contract.
Wow.
So I can only say that I worked hard for it, but I'm very blessed with the fans because they have the power. They have the power. They're the ones that make or break us. And I have the best ones, and I'm gaining more and more. I'm going to cry.
Oh, I like that.
The reception for Bold and the Beautiful has been wonderful. Oh. And I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's very, no, seriously. I mean, the fans have really accepted you especially because of Nancy and the portrayal that you did of that and your representation, because we need more of that represented on television. And the fact, I mean, you're a good actress and all that, and that's all without, you know, we all know all that stuff. But I think it's important to see what you are reflected, and we don't see enough of that.
Well, I think that we are better a society when we reflect the American scene, and I'm going to say American scene because mm-hmm. that's who we are at this point.
Yes, yes.
That we are different sizes, shapes, colors, mm-hmm. and stuff. And it's when we reflect that, we get along better, and we can grow better.
So. But I still want you to be unsung. I feel like that character, like you said, was a conglomerate of many different things. But that character really did go through stuff that was just regular soap stuff. You had a daughter and a hot husband and all these things that no one before that did that.
And I don't think anybody's done it afterwards. Yeah, but you know what? If you open doors and the new show, This Is Us.
Yes. So, Christy Metz did a great job. Yeah.
You know, God bless her. And if I open a door to let somebody see that, I'm threefold blessed for that.
Yeah.
And she's brilliant. And Melissa McCarthy.
Yes.
These are all younger women there, mm-hmm. but they are, you know, if I opened any kind of doors at that point, mm-hmm. I hope I did. I hope that my representation, somebody said, maybe this and this and this. And here you have two wonderfully, wonderfully, incredibly talented women.
Yes, completely.
Who might not have if we hadn't started with something like that. So again, with Ken doing what he's doing, mm-hmm. and of course, I shouldn't say that because Brad had Sally Spectra.
Yeah, he did.
So
he
you
did.
Know, it's there's a whole thing there. Mm-hmm. So there have been very brilliant. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you even more kudos out there.
Yeah.
People who create stuff that go and go with it, and Ken's show. Brad show.
Yeah.
They take
the chance and don't just say, well, it's always been done this way. You know, everybody, we always do it that way. It's like they go, well, let's do it this way. Like, why not? See if it sticks.
What, you know,
it doesn't stick. Like you said, they have the power. And people, if viewers turn off, then you know they didn't work.
Right. And I think that in any situation, the fans should know. Because I'm a fan of different things, too.
Yeah.
If you like it, say something. It's like in the whole thing, when you see something, say something.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
you see something you don't like, say something. You get it out there.
Yeah.
Again, I think for Days right now, it's a little tough because of the six-month advance going there. And they have a new head writer. I'm not familiar with him that much, so I can't
say. He was good on General Hospital.
So, but he's got a tough road to hoe there because he's coming in with a show that's got 6 months before he can anything he does. So that's kind of tough. I'm loving the fact that I shoot it and 2 weeks later it's
airs,
on there.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's
fast.
Like it's very fast. It keeps us going. It's. The only muscle I'm exercising right this moment is my brain. So try to make sure I learn all those words and things. So, but I'm having a great time, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, yeah. The fans were all like, they're excited that you're on the show. I mean, it's been really great.
Thank you.
Now, on Wednesday's episode, we had Steffi and Wyatt talking about the divorce and why it's like, bye, I'm going back to the Spencer. CJ, we found that CJ promised the Spectre billing to Bill. So I'm excited to see what happens with you guys and Bill, because now I got Bill Spencer into the fray waiting for that 6 months to expire because he wants that building.
And that I don't know about, but I can tell you right this moment, I can't wait.
That's what gets me good. I mean, we love some Don Demon. He means the bomb. That's good. You're gonna have some fun with that one. And then, I was laughing. I love to show the inner workings of you guys trying to pull this together. And you only have one sewing machine. And you're all crowded around this one desk. It's all crowded. You're one side of the desk, and she's at the. I mean, it's hilarious to me. It seems realistic, kind of like you're trying to start a business again.
Well, it is the new business, and so you've got to spend your. You pick your battles.
Yes.
Okay, the office has to stay the way it is.
Yes.
You've got one machine. Start treadling that thing and get it moving.
And now, the most famous part of this whole episode, of course, is the food fight. How much fun was that? Because you were doing the video. How much fun was that watching these two girls just go at it?
It was hysterical. And I like when I'm hiding and getting to film and stuff like that. And I asked for my breadstick because I thought it would be appropriate in a food tag. So we have little things that we get to do. And I love the fact that our directors give us a freedom too. Coming in to do some crazy things.
Oh, look hilarious! Look hilarious! Like fine, you get to see Jacqueline Ennis Wood is beautiful. Courtney Hope who's beautiful. Get a little crazy.
Well, they got crazy, and Steffi.
Yes.
I'm use characters now because I'll get too confused. Steffi had to go somewhere. She's running out of the out of the studio with more tiramisu in her hair.
Oh, my God.
Bless her heart. She was a trooper and a half running. And Courtney, we had to go back and do stuff, and she's getting hysterical. And later I'm going, what is that? And I go, and I have tiramisu. And I'm like, I'm hiding behind a plant. Why do I have tiramisu on my back?
Yeah, you weren't even near them. That's so crazy.
It was sailing. It was going everywhere.
Oh, my God. And Pearson Fode, who plays Thomas, is a friend of our show and a friend of mine. And he was just laughing. The whole scene. I'm like, he must have thought it was just hilarious for him.
He's a cutie, and boy, is he
tall. I mean, he's taller than I am. Like, he's super tall.
I was like, hello.
Yeah, he is super tall. Yes, he is. And he's a friend of the show, and I love him. I've called him, he's coming. He's like, oh, come on, sure.
Sweetheart.
Really great guy.
And you have to meet Alex. Alex Weiss plays.
I want to.
Oh, he's darling. And he's Broadway, too. So,
he's
did a lot of stuff. I said I was listening on my radio in the cars to the Broadway things. So you've probably heard me, I was in this, and I'm going,
oh my God.
Oh, wow.
And
it's sweet kid. And Danube is wonderful. I think she's working on her master's right this moment. So, yes, this is it. She plays dumb really good. She is so smart and brilliant. We're having a ball. We have a
little family.
Yeah, little family.
Speaking of that, I'm going to show you a scene from back in the 90s when Stephanie was kind, because they're setting up this whole Steffi and Sally rivalry part two. Well, the real life, on the show, Sally Spectra and Stephanie Forster became friends as time went on. They kind of begrudgingly became friends. They had respect for each other. And this is a scene where the brilliant, I'll say it 10,000 times, Darlene Connolly, who just does such great work in this scene with oh my God.
Susan?
It's Susan Flannery, who's also just like, I mean, I miss her every day on the show. This is where she sees her when she was homeless and she had an amnesia. Like, look right there. This was a great storyline back in the day, actually.
This is wonderful. This is a show.
Oh, it is wonderful.
Hey, you two. Yeah, you, Raggedy Ann Nanny. Come on, take a hike. You're killing my image here. Take your stuff and go, huh? Lady, you heard me. I want you out of here right now. Come on.
Good God. Now, good.
Look, lady. Look it out. Don't worry.
Huh? Who are you? Who are you? Who do you think I am? I'm not Coretta Scott King. Come on, lady. Wait! Just wait a minute, okay?
I'm sorry. We certainly, we meant absolutely no harm.
All this mess? It was like this when we got here.
Look, we don't mean to make trouble. We'll just go.
No. It's okay. Never mind. Just go ahead. Take what you want.
I love it. So I just want to show this. I mean, the acting is just so good. They had a complex relationship, and this was kind of just Sally being nice to her because she realizes she doesn't remember she's Stephanie Forrester.
And I'm not sure who the lady that was doing the under five, the African American. Yeah. I did looping with her, and I'm trying to think of her name.
Oh, my God.
She's passed over. I knew her, too.
Oh, how fun. What a small world. Mm. What a small world. Yes. I mean, I just love those scenes. And just, again, it's like they had a complex history, so I'm hoping they really build that again with the new girls. And maybe later they'll begrudgingly become something really close. On Thursday, Katie and Brooke are talking. I think they're trying to lead Katie and Eric together. I don't know what's going on there. Eric and Quinn are talking. Quinn's a little scared. Oh, then we have Nicole and Zende. That's a storyline that some people are not so happy about. And then we had Shirley Saul, and they're all trying to upload the fight. It actually becomes viral, goes viral, which actually is a really truthful thing. Sometimes things like this can really happen. You do something that goes really viral. And then we meet Darlita, of course. She's the new receptionist now. She calls Sally Sal. It's kind of cute. That's a nickname. Ion Fashion comes to interview Sally. So it's like things are starting to happen for the Spectra. It's starting to get a little some momentum going and stuff. And at the very end, Quinn warns Brooke, stay away from and Katie, stay away from them. She's watching them. Kind of crazy.
Whoop.
Now, on Friday, the video's viral. And it's going. And you guys are all talking. It's like, so you guys are really, I mean, you're thrown in front burner storyline. You came on, it's like, just like I said, surprise to everybody, and then you're just like front burner. It must be amazing.
It is amazing, and like I said, there's like the muscle of your brain. You're really trying to get it retrained because there are a lot of stuff that's, you know.
Because we know soaps are nowadays, it's get it going, get
but
it going.
I have to say, Ed Scott, who is the producer, he's been so kind and generous because there are times when we kind of go, and I said,
right.
Hello. Mm. And so, you know, so it's just been good, a great experience.
And for you, this is the first one. This is an international soap. This show is completely like,
I'm like going, real? Oh, yeah. Oh, really? So that's been kind of exciting.
Yes. Your whole star is going to really get like reach farther now because it's sold as nighttime.
Well, John McCook was like going, honey, listen. We're everywhere. You can't go there because they're like a rock star. Mm-hmm. And I'm like going, oh, okay. And I'm like, we'll probably never go there. I'm not going like this.
You never know, girl. You never know.
Honey, mm-hmm. I'm game for anything. I'm having the best time. It
sounds like you're having a good time. And Thomas and Sally, he kisses her. He grabs her and kisses her. See what's going on there. And Zende proposes to Nicole from a horse-drawn carriage. She says yes. Now, this last little clip I'm showing is me and her. And this is kind of a fun clip. And she knows this clip already. But go ahead and show that. We saw our interview 10 months ago together. We met in 1999, and she was the nicest person. She won that year at the Soap Opera Digest Awards for Best Female Newcomer. So she did win an award. And then we met up again about 10 months ago, and we had two interviews. So I put them together.
I have that picture on my piano right behind my statue.
Oh, how exciting.
I thought it was fun. It's really nice.
Look at us.
God, I'm wearing the same outfit. You could have called me.
Oh, I'm wearing the same outfit. Oh, my God, it's so funny.
It looks like
Publicist, what the hell? I'm gonna fire him.
That's fine. That was a while back.
But look how my hair's grown.
Yeah, it has grown, hasn't it? So I just wanted to show that because it was the little picture of us together. So that's kind of the whole thing. It was like kind of a thing we had. That people were asking me, how do you know Patricia? I said, well, I actually met her like 20 years ago on this award show. And
we were just children?
Just children back then. Yes, and when they used to do Soap Opera Digest Awards, they don't do those anymore. They stopped them.
I think the last year of the broadcast
was. Yeah, it was last year. Yes, they stopped doing it. Yeah, they did maybe another year or two, and then I was in, I think.
It was, as an old doll, getting the best newcomer was like unbelievable. And so I still like pinch myself from that stuff. It's like, how great is that? So cool that you see all these things, but I'm very upset that I'm wearing the same thing. I'm so sorry. I could have worn something new today.
Here's what's so funny. My one-year anniversary, I had guests in the show, and I showed an old clip from the first episode. I was wearing the same shirt, too. And the guest, Donnell Turner, goes, you're wearing the same shirt. And I'm like, oh, my God, I am. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I like that shirt. Looks good on me. That's not a good ass.
It looks good on you.
It looks good on you. It's a good color. You're matching the bone of beautiful blue, kind of.
There we go.
That's what that means,
thank
of course.
You,
you know, so you must like to get to work close. You get to, you know, to go too far to go to work. It's be nice.
I live in Burbank.
That's
so
right,
I live in Burbank, so I have to go to over to Fairfax,
true.
Which is a little bit more of a schlep than when I worked at Days, was quite across the street because it's in Burbank.
Yes.
But now I have to schlep a little bit,
yes.
And it's not bad except for the fact since I started we've had the rain and we need the rain.
Yes,
and
we do. We
thank
need
you
it.
For the rain.
Yes,
there's no complaints there, but it slowed traffic down. A little bit. So
you can say that again. Oh,
so,
my God.
And you can't, like, take those shortcuts through the hills like you used to because of them have, like, fallen over. And there you can't drive on them anymore. It's like, what is that? Oh, a boulder. Okay. Not good. And even Barham, which is wide.
Yes.
There's some of the Universal Mountain
know,
that has fallen down there.
I saw that.
And there's a couple houses that you kind of go, uh-oh.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-oh.
It's weird. Because the thing is, people don't notice, in California, if you don't notice already, we had a drought. We were kind of like not really having any water for a while, and it started to happen all at once. So our world wasn't ready for that.
It comes so fast it can't soak in fast enough, and because it's so dry and we're clay kind of based, so what happens is the water gets there and it goes, oh, I'm heavy. Yeah. And it falls in, you know, and houses are built on stilts and they're right out to the edge of stuff. So when the mountain kind of goes, the house kind of goes, they closed,
Coldwater Canyon, didn't they?
No, the other one.
Laurel.
Because that, and just, I think this last rainstorm we had, a boulder fell down, rolled down the hill onto Pacific Coast Highway.
I know.
So that closed it down. I live in the flatlands.
Yes.
And it's not, there's not going to be a flood, and I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good where I am. I'm very happy where I am. I'm good where I am. But I do have to leave at times, and you kind of like, you take at least a half an hour more.
Yes, right.
Sometimes an hour more.
Yeah.
And you also put on the news early to see which freeway stopped and what's got what, because you can't.
That's very true.
And a lot of people are not, because we don't get rain, they forget that the roads are like the oil that in the air settles and then the roads become like glass.
Yes,
so
they
when you think you're going to stop, you don't stop.
Ooh, I know.
You just keep kind of going.
You do, and it's scary.
Very scary.
I know, here in California. But we like our rain. My garden looks beautiful.
Yes, yes.
I'm very happy. I have tomatoes and things growing right now. I'm very happy. I know, yoo-hoo. I love that. I love gardening. That's my thing that I do to calm down. What do to calm down and relax?
Drink. No, just
In the garden.
I do read. I play golf.
Yes. You play golf?
Yeah, I play golf.
I don't think I knew that. You play golf?
I play golf. I'm a good. I think my handicap is, I don't know what my handicap is.
Oh, well,
I usually say it's my boobs, but it's like... but I'm part of the Burbank Lady Duffers. I love to play golf. Now that I have a full-time job again, it's sort of a little more difficult.
Yeah.
But I think it'll work its way out, and I'll get to go do that.
Wow. Sometime.
But I do get to play in tournaments and stuff because I can hit the ball.
Wow. That's good. I have a niece who's 17, and she plays golf, and actually I got a scholarship to a college playing golf.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's great to hear. And because the LPGA is tough to get going stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
she's good, too. She's really
good.
More
power to her. Good.
Yeah, but
good.
You play golf. I didn't think you played golf.
Honey, listen, I play golf. I play baseball. Softball. I'm a pitcher.
Oh, my God.
That arc it in. Days I played basketball.
Wow.
I'm I'm a hefty woman, but I can do it almost.
But no, you know, here's the thing. People, I when I interviewed Toni Basil, who, you know, great, she did Mickey, was a song, a great choreographer. We were talking about her partner who played on What's Happening, a rerun, Fred Rerun Barry. Big guy, big but can guy. Dance.
But you know, it's...
That's the thing.
It's,
we can move.
He could really move and stuff, but our society has been is generally very tough on women anyway. Yes. But it's almost acceptable. You can see a lot of African-American women who are of size, mm-hmm. who are working all the time. But you don't see a lot of, until just recently, yeah. seen a Caucasian woman mm-hmm. of size working mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's like we're now starting to reflect that more, and it's so great and yeah. stuff. But, you know, our society sort of starts to put these feelers on their eyes mm-hmm. and forget to look. Both mm-hmm. ways and stuff like that. But yeah,
that's true.
You know, and I've always been one of those kids, if you tell me I can't, I'm going to find a way to
that's
do
right,
it.
That's right, kids.
Do not mess with
me. Don't tell her no.
Don't tell me no. I will find a way. That's it. So it's like being in gym. If you need to do this or you're going to go in the slow class.
Yes, it's the slow class.
The slow class was very, 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 yes. very, very, very heavy yes. people. And I was like, how many do I have to do? 26. Five. Okay, I'm doing 26. I was not in that class. So, I worked very hard not to be in that class. So
how do you handle, because nowadays there's social media everywhere, comments that may come in your direction. Are you able to just, like, because I get comments too, my parents and things. Like now, I'm able to kind of wash them off most of the time.
You know what? It's tough. I think it's. I'm trying to think of who I was just talking to about this was. Sometimes we hear, "You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Mm-hmm. You're wonderful. Boy, do you stink? I hate you." And later on, which one do you hear? Boy, I hate you. You stink. Yes. Boy, I hate you. You yes. stink. It's. We take those in, and then it's like I think someone wrote, you know, like, oh no, I don't want to see that Patrika Darbo on the show. Now I've had tons of things come in since I started doing this, Spectres. Mm-hmm. But the one that sticks in my mind is the one that was like me, and I go, I didn't do anything to you. and I look, I'm getting verklempt again. Yeah. And it's like, it's like, I think that's, as actors, that's kind of, we sensitive, we wear our emotions and our feelings mm-hmm. right here. And I'm doing my job. And if somebody attacks Shirley Spector, they're attacking that character. But if they go after Patrika Darbo,
yes, yes.
you're putting a knife in my heart and twisting yes. it around, because I'm doing my job and I'm doing the best I can. And again, in this world, you can't please everyone.
No, you can't. Right.
And you try to. And yes, you have the power. You can say things. But you know what? What did Thumper say? If you can't say something yeah. nice, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah.
Remember that we as performers are doing our job. And when you go after us, you're hurting us.
It's like they forget that we're humans.
And we are.
That we have feelings and emotions like you do. Like
we do. And if I said something horrible to you,
you'd be upset.
Yeah. And I want you to know that. And I think sometimes because we are more in the public eye, that people think that they can go after us. Well, but we are still human beings with feelings. And
yes.
again, we're only doing our jobs. Now, that doesn't mean that there are not AHs out
right,
there.
Right, all right, all right.
There are people out there that deserve you to go after yes. them. And if I do something and you think I should be talked to, then address me and tell me what it is. Mm-hmm. Don't go name calling and let's see why, or let's talk about it. Because I try to answer every tweet, every piece of email, you know, I am Patrika Darbo everywhere. Mm-hmm. At Facebook, it's Patrika Darbo. I think I've reached the fan limit, so I can't, like, can't, or the friend limit, so I can't, like, take in new people. But if you write me, I don't do Messenger. I don't understand that whole thing. I am technically a challenge. Yeah. But if you message me and write me on something on Facebook, I will answer that. But if you do Messenger, I don't see that till they by what they decide to do and let me see it, and I go, where the hell has that been? Excuse me, I just swore.
Yes.
But I'm like going, what is that? And somebody wrote me in December, and I haven't answered them, and I'm mortified because it's February, and I'm I didn't. I just got this, but I try to answer all of those too. So. Yeah. And I just talked to somebody who wanted to help me with the fans so that I could make sure that was answering all of them. So there'll be more information along those lines. But but those venues, you can always get me.
Yeah.
And my publicist, Turk Enterprise. Yeah. What is it? Turk Entertainment PR. I'm a little stuttering.
Yes, fine.
It is After Buzz. Right?
Yes, it's After Buzz.
But you can also write him, and he will get it to me. They can write you. You'll get it to me. You know where to get me too.
Yeah.
But just be kind out there. You know, remember that we are all human beings, and that. I'm doing a job. It's not something I can control.
Right.
If you meet me on the street and I'm mean to you, then you can tell
whole
me
story.
But that's
story.
A whole different story. Yeah. So, yeah. But that goes with anybody out there. So.
I agree with that. You said it greatly, because that people forget, because we're in the public eye. They assume they can say certain things to us, and it's no. We're still human beings, also with feelings and emotions.
Well, I do, and I think it goes back to sometimes as a kid, we forget the 50 good things. We only hear the bad one, and it mortifies you. It like hurts your soul that you've hurt somebody. And some of these come from, but I do remember one person was really mean and really nasty. And this is the age where you can find people. And I'm technically challenged, and I found that person.
Oh, dang.
They left their address there. They didn't sign it, but they wrote the most vitriolic, nasty, hateful stuff. And I found where they lived and what the churches were in their area. I wrote that person back and said, I don't know who you are, but this was really ugly. And I think that your ministers should know what kind of people are around here. I mailed it to them.
Wow. Okay, so don't mess with her.
I thought that kind of hate deserves to be. When there's that kind of hate, you need to address it. You need to address it. People should not be that awful. You see somebody hurting somebody else, then you speak up.
I agree.
You speak up.
I agree.
Because that's just wrong. Yeah. That's just wrong.
Yeah, I've had a couple of really hateful things come to me.
Let me know where they are.
I should get them.
That is just wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
Hate should be addressed.
I agree.
Hate and ugliness should be addressed.
I agree.
And if you are afraid to do it, you call me. I'll.
Okay. She's going to do it. I believe it, too. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
I'll show you back, of course.
Always. I hope so.
Of course. Patricia Darbo everywhere on the internet. You can find her. She, like I said, she's on there. She'll talk to you. She's on there.
I try. Messenger, because I don't know how to do that yet. It might happen, but you can message me. But don't say, please do Messenger, because that puts out too much stuff that makes me a little too nervous right now. I'm too technically challenged.
Yes, of course. Don't do that one. I'm James R. Jr. You can follow me at James R. Jr. everywhere. The Bold Breakdown is a Facebook page. Use the hashtag Bold Breakdown on Twitter, of course. Again, thank you so much for these last 2 years at AfterBuzz. It's been so much fun. And I hope to have maybe 2 more years at AfterBuzz. Continue to do this and bring this to you guys. I love my co-hosts, but to you guys that are out there who always watch and talk and tweet and actually really are nice to me. I appreciate every single one of you guys. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
My hair grows.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.